Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Game three of a four-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Reading Fightin' Phils tonight. Final couple of games before we hit the All-Star break and Eastern League All-Star Week presented by Genworth. We're joining the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by one of the big factors in yesterday's Game 1 win, shortstop Ryan Howard, a three-run triple in the second inning in Game 1. Something about that hit, though, it didn't seem like you got a full swing off. You kind of fought it off, punched it down the line. What was the approach?
You know, it was really, really tough to see with the shadows that 5 o'clock start game. So, I mean, all of us, we were battling in there, and you're trying just to spoil pitches and get something that somewhat over the middle of the plate and kind of just try to find the barrel and put it in play and give yourself a chance. And I was fortunate enough to hit it where no one was at. So, worked out good, and hopefully we can get some more of those.
And we were talking about that a little bit last night upstairs, the way the shadows kind of started between the pitcher's mound and home plate and then kind of moved past the pitcher's mound as the game went on. So as the game goes on and you're starting to see the ball a little bit differently, how do you have to adjust?
You know, it's an at-bat to an at-bat thing. That game, my first at-bat was the best I saw it, and then it progressively got worse. And it's something, though, that everyone's dealing with it, so you have to kind of be able to block it out and then just go compete. You know, a lot of mechanics and stuff kind of go out the window at that point, and it's just who competes and who wants it more and who can find a way to get runs on the board. Obviously, we realize that it's going to be a low-scoring game from the start.
So when you have the shadows, is it easier to pick up the ball when the pitcher and the batter's box are in shadows or when both are in kind of sunshine?
For me, the hardest typically is when it's the pitcher's in the sun and you're in the shadow or vice versa. But at the diamond, you know, anything goes here. You just never know. The glare off of the batter's eye, too, plays a big factor. So anytime that sun gets blocked by the clouds, you're wanting to get up there. Like, let me go hit now before the sun comes back out. So, but, yeah, it's challenging. But, you know, it's something you just kind of got to brush it off and go out and compete.
Chatting here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve with shortstop Ryan Howard. Ryan, you spent some games up in AAA with the Sacramento River Cats, back of the diamond. What's the biggest difference between playing at those two ballparks?
I mean, it's the way the ball carries there compared to here is night and day. You know, you really notice it in BP and in the games. Balls are hit the outfield and you think they're not, and they're homers. And here, there's balls that are hit that you think are homers that are outs. But here, you really learn how to hit, and you learn how to hit line drives. And once you get up there, and they're using big league balls up there now, which the ball is carrying a lot better, power numbers, I think, will kind of start showing up. But here is just developing and learning how to hit and facing. There's good arms up there and good arms here. So as far as the competition, I'd say it's pretty similar.
We've seen a lot of hard contact from you now the past couple of games. Is there something that you learned about your swing or your game in general while you were in AAA that you've brought back here?
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation with Willie back in Harrisburg, and just trying to get back to being myself and not worry about mechanics as much and just go out and compete and do what I do best, and that's using the whole field and not worrying about mechanics as much. And you know, this year it's been a struggle and a lot of mental battles with myself, and kind of just start fresh, you know, just say, hey, this is opening day. Every day is opening day, and what's in the past is in the past, and try to just get it going from here and just not worry about what's happened earlier on in the year.
Ryan Howard joining us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 6:05 tonight for the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Reading Fightin' Phils. You mentioned kind of the mental struggles that you've gone through this season. Has the physical side of things, has that been consistent, or is it tough to arrive at that peak performance when you're battling things mentally?
I've never doubted my ability. So a lot of it to me is mental, no doubt about it. And I think it's made me, when I finally get through this and now I'm starting to see some results, it's going to make me a better player in the long run and a better person, you know. I've never really had struggles like I've had this year, and you never expect that going into the year. But, you know, a lot of conversation with my dad, and I feel like I've developed a better relationship with him and my mom through this. And, you know, I'm excited now. You know, hopefully this is a sign of things to come.
What are some of the words of advice that your parents have shared with you?
Just that they love me no matter what. They don't care if I hit 100 or 400. My dad, he's always been the guy that I hit BP with in the off season, throws to me, so he knows my swing as good as anyone. So when I'm looking for swing advice, he's definitely one of the guys I'll reach out to. And he actually, at the end of the Hartford series, drove up here from St. Louis, which is like a 14-hour drive, just to throw BP to me for a couple days, which was pretty special. There's not a lot of parents that'll do that. And just that familiarity, you know, kind of calmed me down, and, you know, I felt good, and I think it really helped me kind of get things back on track too.
When you have your dad throwing you batting practice, is it a chance also maybe for you to reconnect to the game a little bit and kind of transport yourself back when you were a kid?
Right, yeah, it kind of brings that like kid out in you a little bit to where it's, you know, you're not it's not a job anymore, you know. And he was my high school coach, so it kind of takes you back to those days, you know. And back in Little League, I actually stayed in the hotel room with him when he was here, and reminded me of, I even told that to him when we were little and going to those travel tournaments all the time. So, you know, it was fun, and I enjoyed it. I think he enjoyed it too. So, yeah, it was awesome. I was really glad he was able to make it.
We don't thank mom and dad enough, do we?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much. Recent hitting streak been going well. We're looking forward to seeing more of that tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 6:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.